I just think there's a lot of facts, there's a lot of misconceptions, there's a lot of myths that exist in our space about you have to be some sort of a thing besides a kind, caring, normal human being. And you got to realize that people are people, right? It doesn't matter whether they got money or they don't got money. We all got problems. We all got questions. We all got things that we don't know. And you just need to be a good person that can answer these questions. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, I think kindness and caring is the foundation. But I also, to be honest with you, do see a lot of advisors that have just made it on the strength of their personality and don't actually have any real skill that differentiates mm-hmm. them. And what happens is it becomes difficult when they want to increase the sophistication of their client base mm-hmm. and they don't have the skills to pony up. Like, they don't really have a specialization in how to sell a business owner yep. finance, or, they don't really do the work. And I think that idea of basing it all on personality, oh my gosh, sorry for the noise.
You're good.
I think the mistake that you make when you get into that is it can sometimes lead you to be lazy. And like we were talking about them being lazy, like, I think that's where the laziness can come in.
Yeah. I think this is what I always call it. You gotta have the five C's. Okay. And I don't know if this is the right order. We could debate that. You gotta be competent. So you need to know what the hell you're talking about. I don't care how good your personality may get you in the door, but you better be confident, or you better have competent people around you that you can tap that can be the experts on the subjects, and you're okay with that. I think two, you gotta be confident. The third thing is you gotta be a good communicator. The fifth thing is you gotta be caring. And then this is the biggie. You got to be consistent. The number one issue that clients leave their advisor for them is they never hear from them. There's no process. There's no communication. And to me, like, what good is it to have no consistency, right? What the hell am I paying you for? And to your point, there are a lot of lazy advisors out there who signed up, and this isn't me attacking any fee model, okay? I want to put that out front here, that signed up on the whole AUM game, that are charging their client 1%, and they never talk to them. They just collect their fee every year, and they may not even trade or rebalance or do anything in their portfolios, but they're just sitting there getting their 1%. And I'm gonna tell you what, Finner, if you're looking, you should be out there watching for some reverse churners, you know, who ain't doing squat, and they just, you know, they quit and stay. They quit a long time ago on their clients, but they stay around for the AUM fee.
The regulators view the fact that the assets are held at a custodian and a fee is debited out, they view that as evidence of a relationship.
Yeah. Well, you know what? There might not be any evidence to substantiate a relationship. You know, like, there might not be any meeting notes or actually meetings held.
Just the fact that the assets are in a model portfolio, the regulators view that as a relationship. And it's hard because you've got hourly planners that are killing themselves. And that's why, you know, in my conversation with these hourly people, I'm like, take good notes. I actually don't buy that so hard. Like, after you get out of a meeting, take some basic notes about what you talked about, what the work was that you did for them, that you charged them for. Like, if I give clients an itemized invoice, when I charge hourly, they get every charge has a task assigned to it.
Yeah.
And that's a lot more transparent. A lot of these people, I mean, I don't even AUM. I would say there must be flat fee advisors that just anyone that's on retainer that's charging like all you can eat, right? Anyone who's doing hourly, basically, or project work, who's doing that like retainer type, like just park relationships and potentially not even. And it's up to you, who the advisors who actually do a lot of stuff, to go out there and prove it to people about what they're not getting.
So. Yeah, 100%. Like a couple of things on that regards, you know, one, notes. If I have an in-person meeting now, like we talk, since we're talking about tech, I have a little recording thing and I ask for permission. I'm like, super important that I get information together. I pull out a recording. I record meeting notes right on my phone right there. Just grabs it, sucks it up, puts it all into a transcript. Then it can generate a summary. So everything I talked about with so-and-so, so I can keep track of that. If I'm on a Zoom meeting, Zoom does it for me and so stuff. But every meeting I send here's all the things that we talked about. Super low IQ. You're phenomenal. Here's a list of the things we discussed, bullet points, right? Here's the things committed to you. Here's what we need you to do. And if you want to read the full detailed thing of our conversation, it's attached. Thank you so much. Look forward to continue to serving you and your family. Have a great day. Right? I don't think a lot of advisors do that. And to me, I think you're missing out on a point to demonstrate the value. Not only that, but you're protecting yourself if something were to happen. Like, you didn't give me my service. You know what I mean?